precious and fragile things need special handling. My God, what have we done to you? We always tried to share the tenderest of care.
This is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. This is Nige bringing you your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, alternative, a bit of everything really from the kind of goth genre. And this show is normally brought to you by myself and Stefan, who does most of the producey stuff. Unfortunately, Stefan isn't here this week, so it's just me. So the playlist is going to be slightly different. It's I don't know. We'll let you see if you can spot any subtle difference in the style of the playlist. And also, it's me driving everything tonight, so if anything messes up or I forget to start a CD, that's all my own fault. I'm not an expert at this, so you'll probably notice it'll mess up. I think we'll run a little bit of a book on how long I last before anything goes wrong. Anyway, fingers crossed it'll all go smoothly. Coming up in the show, we've got a mixture of stuff. We opened there with Depeche Mode with their new single called Precious, so that's coming out in a few weeks' time. And we're going to continue with the kind of classic goth kind of feel with a bit of Joy Division coming up soon and a bit more of stuff like that. Later in the show, though, we've got a good old mixture of stuff, things like the Azoic and Culture and Assemblage 23, all later on coming up in the hour. And we've also got an interview with the Azoic recorded at Infest, and that does actually have Steph on it. That's Steph interviewing the Azoic backstage at Infest. So we kind of have a virtual Steph here this week. So if you miss him, there he'll be later on in the show. interviewing the Azoic. Anyway, I think I've nattered on long enough for this bit. I'm going to continue, as I said, with some Joy Division. Here's She's Lost Control.
Sunday, city of the night. In the heat of the day, when I close my eyes, when I look your way, when I meet the fear that lies inside, when I hear you say, in the heat of the moment, say, 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 someday, someday, someday.
Okay, there. Right. Anyone trying to guess how long I would actually last without making a mistake, there you were. You were pleasantly surprised. It was the following track, because I introduced Joy Division with Level... She's Lost Control by Joy Division, and actually played Level Tears Apart. Now, both good tracks, so good thing, got played. But, you know, there you go. Obviously, my planning wasn't as smooth as it could have been. Right, as I said earlier, this is Dark Simulation, your mixture of goth and alternative and industrial for the fortnight, and we're going to run down with the club nights and gigs in the area for the next fortnight to let you know what's going on. So on Saturday the 17th of September, we have the Wendy House. That's at Leeds University Union. That's goth 80s alternative in the big room downstairs and kind of industrial noise stuff upstairs. 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £4 on the door. More information available at www.thewendyhouse.org. Also on Saturday the 7th of September, 17th there, we have Black Veil. Now this is still looking for a regular venue, so it's going to be moving around a little bit, but it's currently at the Vine on the Head Row in Leeds. Now that's on the same night as the Wendy House, and it only runs from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. £2 on the door, and you get a kind of a slightly different mixture of goth stuff there. You get gothic rock, dark wave, electro, that kind of stuff. More information at blackveil.alwayscrashing.org. It's kind of describing itself as a pre-Wendy House party, so if you fancy a bit more than just the Wendy House, you can always go there first. Following that, on Tuesday the 20th of September, we have The Mission at Victoria Hall in Keighley. Tickets cost £15 and are available from the copy shop in the High Street in Keighley. Now, I don't know much about this gig, but there you go. That's all the information I've got. I believe Googling or checking out the Mission website will probably have more details. And following that, on Saturday the 24th of September, we have Resurrected. Now, this is a good little night down at the George on George Street in Leeds. It's goth, 80s, EBM alternative, a mixture of everything. 8 p.m. till 1 a.m, £2 on the door. More information at www.resurrected.org.uk. So there you go. That's a mixture of stuff going on in the area. Right, I've kind of done my trad goth more stint of the evening. I'm going to play you a bit more varied music now. This is a band called Culture Culture. They played a couple of years back at Infest. I really quite like them. So here is The Analyst.
Your eyes swept before them, like they had seen some. And I stared and stood aside, watching them fall through. We'll be right back.
is Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Assemblage 23 with Document, one of my favourite bands of possibly all time at the moment. I'm just playing that CD like mad. And before that, as I said, Culture with The Analyst. Now, that track's off a recent release, Awake the Machines Volume 5, which is a great compilation. Okay, I mentioned earlier that we've got an interview with the Azoic that my co-pilot Stefan did at Infest this year. We've got it edited down, and we have to mention that we couldn't actually interview all of the Azoic because Kirsty, unfortunately, had hurt herself. She hurt a finger and had to get off to BRI to get it looked at before she could go on stage. So, unfortunately, this isn't the whole band, it's missing Kirsty, but here is the interview we got.
Welcome to Steve and Jana of the Azoic, who have just played. And I'm going to ask you some questions, if that's okay. Right, how do you think that your UK debut show went?
I think it went pretty good. It was, the crowd seemed into it. We had a lot of fun up there. We're very happy to be here. It was a pleasure to play in front of so many people. Overall, it was pretty good. Yep, very glad.
I saw the people mouthing the lyrics,
singing along,
singing along. It made me really happy.
Yeah.
In the front row, and then people clapping all over the place. I loved it.
Yeah,
excellent. You recently played the Summer Darkness Festival in Holland, which I believe was your debut European show. How did that go?
It went very well as well. They were unfortunately we played very early in the night, but the venue was packed on time. You know, everyone was there and it stayed packed the whole night. That show went very well. As like I said, it was a good night. No big mishaps. If Diana sprained her ankle a little bit just before we played, but the crowd was really into it, and it was a nice time.
You have been established in the US for a while now, and it seems you are just getting a foothold in Europe. What are your impressions, thoughts on the European scene?
It's much better than US. I feel that there is much more support out here in general for our genre of music. The fans are very appreciative. It's a lot of hard work out in the U.S. to get good shows and get a lot of people to show up. You know, out here, people just really support the music, you know, more. And I think it's the scene in general is much stronger out here than the U.S. U.S., it's good and it's getting better, but it's not like here. Yeah.
On to your music now. How did you get Frank Spinnerth of Ebound to do guest vocals for your cover of the 80s hit Obsession by Arnie Motion? Now, I have to say, that is a fantastic cover.
Thank you. You know, Christy knows everybody, you know, and she asked around a couple, you know, of her friends and people she knows, and Frank accepted, and he said yes, he'd like to do it, and it just worked out. She knew him from before, just asked him, and he wanted to do it. So we're honored that he wanted to do that with us.
Question for Jana now. You was, I believe, an addition to the band in late 2004, is that right?
Yeah.
Initially, as a keyboardist, what have you brought to the band, both expected and unexpected?
Well, I think expected was actually working on some music and helping out with a few songs on Illuminate, and hopefully will be more in the upcoming albums. And obviously expected was my keyboardist, like live show, stuff. And then probably unexpected is the fact that I'm working on a video right now.
Yeah.
just a background video, and lots and lots of promotions fell on my shoulders as well, because Stu doesn't like doing promotions so much, and it's mainly on Christy's shoulders. And now I took probably one third of the responsibility. The most exciting part of it is working on music, because I love working on music. I love making up new stuff, and I pretty much do like a little keyboard synth line, and then Steve makes it very pretty and crazy and adds all the funky stuff to it, and I just do a simple piano thing.
Speaking of your new material, you have some coming out soon, which I believe is called Reilluminate. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a remix CD that will have a couple of new tracks on it. We played that one of the tracks tonight, Corruption. Then we have a remixes by several other bands. We're hoping to have that out in October time frame. Yeah, and
hopefully.
Yeah, and that basically will hopefully hold us over until we get the CD, the album done.
Well, what inspires you or has inspired you the most to write lyrics and the music that you produce and write?
Well, I could speak for writing the music. Write lyrics is Christy. I have no input on the words that she chooses to use. Things that inspire me is really life, movies, other bands, you know, something that touches me in some way, that's where it comes from. And also sometimes it's very simple, it can just be a cool sound, and I could build a whole song off of this sound, you know, it's just, either it's thought out or sometimes it just happens.
Right, you set up your own record label. Now, if I pronounce this wrong, I'm really sorry.
Nilaya,
yeah. Well, hey, I did that. Right. Why did you decide to release your material on your own label rather than sign to an already established record label?
Well, this is probably a better question for Christy, but I could probably touch on a little bit of it. Really, it started out in the very beginnings where... we just wanted to do it on our own, just to see what it was like. You know, we had dreams of our own record label. Christy kind of ran with it and took off with it. I'm not involved with the record label. I just master a lot of the material for her bands.
I can actually give some input. I wasn't around when they did it, obviously, because I was just at it last year. But when I went to college, I took music business courses, and I pretty much learned that established record labels screw you up. Very much, especially if you're a new band. So, you know, it could have been a better choice for the Azoic to do it on their own label at their own pace than conforming themselves to an established label that could have asked them for like for a four record deal, and that's crazy. Yeah, they were just doing it one at a time, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you had any contracts at that time.
Finally, what has been your strangest tour gig experience?
It's not necessarily strange, but everywhere we go, in European countries, in the U.S., we always see people we know, like personally, either from another band or someone that's seen us at another show. It's strange. Everywhere we go, we see familiar faces. Here, I see folks that we hung out with in San Francisco, our last show out there. Familiar faces, no matter where you go. And that's not really strange, but it's interesting and nice. Sorry, I could have come up with a better answer, but that's.
Well, I think that rounds it up. Thank you very much, and congratulations on such a successful debut UK show.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, right, that was the interview with the Azoic. We hope you enjoyed it. We do actually have some more interviews we recorded at Infest coming up in future shows, and they will come along as we get them edited and ready for radio. So we'll carry on now with the tunage. We will carry on with some actual Azoic from their album Illuminate.
Sanctity taking, what's left of me, how condescending. gliding through the night. Angry sea, we sail along. Last I'm going home. I'm going home.
You're listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard the Seabound with Watching Over You, some lovely melodic synth pop, and before that you heard the stomping beats of the Azoic with Let Me Tell You Something. Right, I just wanted to mention the show's website is www.darksimulation.org. You can find show archives and set lists and all kinds of contact information there. Get in touch with us if you're running a club night and you want us to tell the local people about it, or if you're in a small upcoming band and you want us to listen and possibly play your promos. Just get in touch with us and we will see what we can do. Right, I'm going to continue now with the music. He says, trying to work out which button does what. Hopefully this is going to play us some Wolfsheim.
Lichtermeer, Farbenrausch, Spiegelglanz, Schall und Rauch, Gedanken, die vorüberziehen, Vision aus Schweiß und Endorphin.
Einfach weiter.
wunderbar, wundervoll, dich tanzt ein verbreitet.
The lovely Cocteau Twins, the lovely Liz Fraser's voice there. We haven't heard that for years and years, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. Very old, flowery, jangly goth. And before that, we heard Wolfsheim with Wunderwall. Again, lovely, nice, chilled and slow-paced. I like this kind of stuff. We're going to say goodnight now. We hope you enjoyed the show, and hope you tune in a fortnight's time for more of the same. And we're going to leave you tonight with Hannah Nelius with a track called Untouchable. I hope, if I find the right button again. Possibly not. We'll give it one more go, shall we? Here's Hannah Nelius.